Despite previous attempts being blocked by federal courts, two states have recently advanced what are called heartbeat laws regarding abortion. Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a bill into law this past Tuesday would make it illegal for a woman to terminate her pregnancy after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which now can be detected as early as 6 weeks. Law could effectively make most abortions illegal in Idaho, as many women don't realize they're even pregnant before this 6 weeks into it. But the law has a trigger provision, meaning it won't go into effect unless a similar law is upheld by a federal appeals court, which, as I said, has yet to happen. Also makes exceptions for medical emergencies, rape, incest, if the woman can provide a police report. Critics say the rape and incest exception would likely be difficult for some women to meet since Idaho law prevents the release of police reports in active investigations, and many women don't immediately report assaults. Supporters say that they would like it challenged in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and then move it to the U.S. Supreme Court, where with the current makeup of that court, they see it as a inroad into the potential of overturning Roe versus Wade. Under the law, a professional who provides an abortion could face 5 years in prison, and the woman could sue the professional. Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates West, which of course opposes the legislation, issued a statement saying nothing changes today or in the future. Abortion is still legal in Idaho, even after 6 weeks. This is a trigger law that would only begin if a similar ban is upheld in a separate court, and of course, will sue to stop it then. Said there were two bills. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill this week that will stop abortions from being performed once an unborn child is determined to have a detectable heartbeat. This was State House Bill 2441 that would allow for abortion only if a medical emergency exists that threatens the life of the mother. It requires reasonable medical judgment to determine that a mother has a condition that's so complicates her medical condition that it necessitates the abortion of her pregnancy to either avert her death or serious or irreparable physical harm to her. Bans pegged to the what's called the fetal heartbeat concept. 13 states have signed them into law. None, as I said, have taken effect. With all but the most recently enacted being struck down, temporarily blocked by the courts. One of the most restrictive that was signed by Tennessee's Governor Lee last year, this past week, has now gone before the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.